How was your weekend? What did you get up to? How much did you pay attention to what was going on? I certainly didn't pay that much attention, but Anthony Dockrell certainly did. He joins us in the studio now for Weekend Warrior. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Tess.
What has been going on?
Well, yeah, look, quite a lot of things happened on the weekend. It's, I had to kind of filter it down to make it sort of sensible. Look, the first thing, the Sharks got knocked out of the NRL on the weekend, which means Scott Morrison's social media team are right now having a crisis meeting.
Who do we support now?
Well, look, now, dear listener, don't be surprised if lovable old ScoMo comes out in a Collingwood jumper before the weekend.
Oh.
Go the Pies.
Would he associate with the Collingwood stereotype? Doesn't really match Scott Morrison's stereotype, does it?
Oh, I think it's what he wants to channel. I mean, his advisors would be telling him to come out in a West Coast jumper because West Coast, Western Australia, Liberals are on the nose out there. But I've got a feeling he'll go for the big numbers and go Collingwood. Our former PM, and when I say Tess, former PM...
Which one?
I know. It's a cavalcade. It's a busload. Former PM John Howard.
Oh, former
yeah.
one.
Yeah, he made the news on the weekend, launching his new book at the Brisbane Tattersalls Club. At the launch, Tess, he said the Liberal Party needs more women.
I hate this. I know what this is, and I hate it.
Only problem is, Tess, Tattersalls Club is a men's membership-only club.
Same deal as the Liberals, really. Liberal Party, men's only club, interchangeable at this point.
So at a men's only club, former PM said the party needs more women.
I hate it.
It's almost as ridiculous as someone calling for renewable energy inside the Liberal Party.
Equally as unlikely.
Howard also went on to say that I'd like to see more women in the party, he said, but in the end, you've always got to make a judgment based on merit.
Ah, yes.
Now,
I
the thing
this.
About John Howard, for people who've forgotten, John Howard was definitely someone who kept to the hits. He didn't interpret them.
Okay.
He just sang them straight.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of John Howard.
Yeah, so judgment has to be based on merit. Yeah. merit. I mean, I don't understand how you go through a rigorous process and at the end you come out with Erica Betts.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get about the merit thing. Like, I don't get it, really.
Yeah, that is a good point. When merit is your George Christensen's of the world. Now, is he even in the Liberal Party
anymore?
He's
gone. Liberal National.
Oh,
So
many of them.
Different kind of vanilla. Now, John Howard was there to launch his new book. It's called The Art of Persuasion. It's a collection of some of his speeches.
Oh, good.
So, Tess, if you're wondering what to get me for Christmas, don't get me that.
It's blacklisted. Okay, got it.
You said you don't have many memories of John Howard. And it does remind me that, like, a lot of progressive millennials that I bump into, they either don't remember John Howard or they actually have a strange, strong affection for him. And the reason why they have that affection is because, when he was the PM, they were listening to the Wiggles and
Pretty much all that
sort of stuff. They weren't really engaged. And when they got engaged, it was about the time of Kevin 07. Remember that?
I do, quite well.
Yeah, you know, but for us Gen Xers and the baby boomers out there listening, those 11 years of John Howard, that was the closest most of us got to being in Hotel California by the Eagles. My mind just boggles that the people who'd be buying this book of his speeches. I mean, the Tattersalls Club is probably the best place to launch this book.
Yes, gentlemen's only.
I mean, can you imagine lying in bed and, your partner's there and you say, oh, come on, just read the Tampa speech one more time.
Oh, no, I can't.
We've got to stop Iraq with using the weapons of mass destruction. I want to hear it one more time, love.
Please.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, I've told this story before, and it seems to wiggle a lot of people out. At the risk of revealing what a millennial I am, I was born in '96, so a couple of months before Howard was elected. So when Kevin 07 rolled around, I was 11, and literally my whole life had been the Prime Minister was John Howard. And I remember Kevin Rudd being elected and feeling really weird for a few days because I could not comprehend a world where our Prime Minister was not John Howard. It just didn't make sense to me.
Yes.
And oh, how that has changed.
It has changed. It has changed. Now, look, polls galore over the weekend, and you would have been hearing about them on the 2SCR News. Yes, look, Scott Morrison is making ground on Labor, but still in landslide territory. But I'm sure there's a few nervous people inside the ALP right now. The poll that grabbed my eye was the one that said that Luke Foley is the preferred Premier of New South Wales.
Oh, okay.
Now, Tess, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
What's one of Luke Foley's signature policies?
Not being Gladys Berejiklian.
Yeah, I mean, I can't look. You know how much I follow politics. I mean, apart from the fact I think he wants to kill lots of greyhounds, I can't think of a signature policy that he has. Anyone listening who isn't in state politics or the media, can you name three policies, please?
Oh God, I was
one.
Yelling at the light rail.
So if Luke Foley becomes Premier of New South Wales, it's proof that in life, success is about turning up.
Merit.
Merit. Merit. Now, let's talk about Paul Gosar.
Oh, yes.
He's an Arizona congressman. Now, the Democrat in Arizona is trying to take the seat from Paul Gosar, and he has an interesting attack ad. Let's have a listen.
Oh, if I hit the right button, there we are.
Paul Gosar, the congressman, isn't doing anything to help rural America.
Paul's absolutely not working for his district.
If they care about health care, they care about their children's health care. They would hold him to account. If they care about jobs, they would hold him to account.
If he actually cared about people in rural Arizona, I bet he'd be fighting for Social Security, for better access to health care. I bet he would be researching what is the most insightful water policy to help the environment of Arizona sustain itself and be successful.
And he's not listening to you, and he doesn't have your interests at heart. My name is Tim Gosar.
David Gosar.
Grace Gosar.
Joan Gosar.
Gaston Gosar.
Jennifer Gosar.
Paul Gosar is my brother.
My brother.
And I endorse Dr. Brill.
Dr. Brill.
Wholeheartedly endorse Dr. David Brill for Congress.
I'm Dr. David Brill, and I approve this message.
Good Lord.
Yeah, look, interesting family dynamic there where six of the nine siblings come out and say, do not vote for my brother.
Oh.
Do not vote for my brother. I don't know that much about Paul Gosar, but a quick Wikipedia search. He is very right-wing. We're talking InfoWars. We're talking Charlottesville.
Was a
false flag. Ooh. We're talking deep, deep diving. Awful stuff.
Off the deep end.
That is why his sane siblings have come out and said, do not vote for my brother.
That must make Thanksgiving a lot of fun.
Well, I don't know. They could buy him The Art of Persuasion for a Christmas present.
That's true. They could get him his speeches.
Yeah.
Read the Tampa speech one more time.
So there you go. Interesting attack ad.
Oh.
And that was the weekend.
Thanks, Anthony.